Welcome to the video series in sociocultural theory in language, teaching, learning and assessment. In the previous video we discussed, or started discussing, dynamic assessment, detailing how it differs from more traditional assessment. In this video we'll discuss two general ways that dynamic assessment can happen, and then we'll focus on one of them. Right, we'll discuss the difference between then two kinds of dynamic assessment called interventionist and interactionist dynamic assessment, and then we'll focus on the interactionist DA. We'll discuss the benefits of interventionist dynamic assessment and discuss an example of it, focusing on one teacher of Spanish. So, in the previous video we talked about dynamic assessment as this dialectical unity of teaching and assessment, the two processes depending on one another and functioning together. This is true for both interventionist dynamic assessment and interactionist dynamic assessment, but in each of them there is a greater focus on one of the two parts of the activity. Assessing and teaching. Both foci are still there, right? But we are focusing on more on one of them. We'll discuss the interactionist dynamic assessment in the following video. Here I'll just add that the difference between them lies in how learners are mediated. So interactionist dynamic assessment mediation is very flexible. It emerges, as the name suggests, in the interaction with the learner. In interventionist dynamic assessment, every learner receives the same or very, very similar mediation in the same way and in the same order. And this makes this the interventionist dynamic assessment, when they intervene, sort of very close to more traditional kinds of assessment, because it allows to see the difference between them or the learners in terms of their zone of proximal development. Remember, we talked about two learners who can perform in the same way in the static dynamic, or the static assessment can perform very, very differently in terms of their zone of proximal development. Right, in dynamic assessment. Graphically, you can see it like that. There is still this loop between teaching and assessing, right? But because each mediational move sort of creates novel ways for the learners to react, but there is a stronger focus on assessment. So assessment is in the focus. So to summarize, in interventionist dynamic assessment, mediation is standardized and it's the same for every learner. It starts from very, very, very implicit and gradually becomes explicit and details, right? One benefit of that is that it saves time and effort, right? Because what you need is sort of a list of these mediational moves in front of you, and you don't have to worry about thinking what comes next, right? And it's also easy to implement, or easier to implement, particularly if you think about the teachers who just starting engaging with dynamic assessment. And it's also makes easy to compare different learners, as we talked about, in terms of their mediated performance, in terms of their zone of proximal development, in terms of how close they are to the independent performance. To give an example of how it can happen in the classroom, we'll briefly discuss one dynamic assessment activity that a teacher of Spanish in a school in the US has created for their learners. So we'll call her Tracy. And She taught a class of four graders, sort of aged 9 to 10 years. And what she did, she created this list of mediational moves that you see there on the left. And the prompts sort of changed from task to task, but they gradually kind of like generally followed the same order. And as you can see here, right, guiding the learners to correcting essentially the problem. And so what she did, she went through the classroom with a clipboard with learner names, these are pseudonyms, and which had kind of space for different interactions with the learners, where she would draw numbers of the mediational moves that she used in particular activity. And then there's also space for comments. So this is one activity which followed this way. There was a cube with pictures of different animals, and the learners would come in front of the class, roll the cube one by one, and then would look at the picture of the animal and then create a sentence with an adjective, right, and a sort of a number as well. So the goal of this activity was the subject adjective or noun adjective agreement in Spanish, which you can imagine can be pretty difficult for learners of Spanish or whose first language is English, right? Because there's no such thing there. Yeah, so we'll start with Vincente. Vincente comes in front of the class, rolls the cube, and it stops at the picture of an owl. And the teacher asks, Tracy asks Vincente, ¿cuántas orejas? How many ears? Well, Vincente says then, tiene dos orejas. Then there is a pause. He has two ears, he said. Then there is a pause, and then he has, it's a very long pause, and he has café in the end. And looks at the teacher, right? And the café is sort of a, in a bit of a, this hesitant way. So what the teacher does, he says, tiene dos orejas café, right? Has two brown ears with a questioning information. And Vincente looks at the cube again, points at the cube and says, like, sí, dos orejas. Then there's a pause and café, right? Yeah, like two brown ears. So café is still, it should have an S there in the ending. But Vincente says, like, yes, two brown ears. So what Tracy does next, and she repeats just one this part, which is incorrect. Café with a question information, like brown in a singular. To which Vincente, as learners usually try to do in the classroom, like they try to figure out what the teacher wants from them. He says, like, amarillo, like yellow. Well, the teacher again says, like, brown is okay, is correct. But two brown ears, because it's café. And it continues for a while until the teacher gives Vincente an option, right? Café or cafés, to which now Vincente answers correctly. So he needed quite a bit of help from Tracy at this point, right? He even kind of said, like, maybe it's yellow if you don't want the brown one, right? He didn't know it, right? He didn't recognize that there is a problem with the adjective S, right? It needed to be added there. So this provides the teacher with the information about how close Vincente is to independent performance with this noun adjective agreement in plural of adjectives in Spanish, more correctly. And she figures out that Vincente needs quite a bit of help at this point. Number six, you can see there. But the thing is that other learners were there in the classroom, right? And they were following those discussions or interactions with Tracy. And when Tracy asked another student to come in front, it was Gabriella, and it was also an owl, I think. So the sentence that she said, like, dos a la gris, two gray wings. But she needed much less help with that, just number three, right? Which means that less effort from the teacher was needed. And then there was a third student, Amora, who didn't need any help with her sentence at all. So she was able to complete the phrase independently. So on the one hand, Tracy saw the difference between the three students, right? Vincenta, quite a bit of help. Gabriella, much less help. And then Amora, no help at all. Just did her sentence quite nicely. On the other hand, what happened is that other learners who were there in the classroom, they learned, right, in the process of that assessment. So she promoted the understanding of at least these three learners about the adjective agreement. So information like this helps the teacher to establish and maintain equity in the classroom. So it allows for adjusting teaching depending on how much help the learners need. And this is not about treating them equally, on the contrary, right? It's about treating them in a different way, such as they could develop, right? So this concludes this video on the interventionist dynamic assessment. In the following one, we'll talk about interactionist dynamic assessment in more detail. And the link to that video and other videos, which would be useful to better maybe engage with this one, will be given in the video description. Thank you.